Hello.
Thanks for giving customer service a call. My name is Amia. How may I assist you?
Amia, I have a charge and I don't know what it is on my credit card.
Alrighty, I'll be more than happy to look into it for you. Just bear with me this one brief moment.
I'm sorry, do what?
I was expressing one brief moment.
Oh.
And your first and last name, along with that billing address for security purposes, please.
Barbara McCoy, 205 Piner Street, Honey Grove, Texas.
Alrighty, one brief moment.
It's only 6:02 or 6:30, I don't know.
Alrighty, so reviewing the account, I do understand that there was a survey that was taken for the KitchenAid mixer. Do you recall taking a survey for a KitchenAid mixer?
No.
Because someone in your household possibly took a survey for a kitchen mixer?
No, because it's only me and my husband, and he's disabled.
No problem. We do take fraudulent charges seriously. Whomever made the purchase without your authorization, IP information will link us back to that exact device. I'm going to counsel and connect you over to the fraud department so they'll be able to assist you regarding the charges, all right?
Okay, but what was the charge on?
It was a subscription survey that was taken for a KitchenAid mixer. It came with a subscription that provided recipes to help cut sugars and carb cravings.
I was supposed to receive something?
Recipes that was sent to the email.
Oh, just recipes?
If the mixer wasn't
okay.
One, it was just would have been recipes. But yes,
yeah,
ma'am.
I didn't order or do that.
No problem. Getting you connected over to the fraudulent department in just a second. Okay.